This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Please be sure to subscribe and share with friends and family. To help support this ministry, please visit walkwiththeking.org/donate. Thank you for listening.
All right, thank you very much. And hello again, radio friends. How in the world are you? You doing all right today? I trust everything's all right at your house. Well, I want to go on with you, if I may, in discussing 1 Timothy 5:22, the last few words, and then going on into 23. He said, "Don't be partaker of other men's sins, keep thyself pure." How do you go about this? Do you have to constantly be afraid lest you step out of line? No, I don't think so. You see, the Christian life is not so much an effort as it is a continuing miracle. And there are two things that you and I must keep in mind if we want to be kept pure. One is, and this is review, of course, one is the Word of God working in your life. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you. Our Lord Jesus said, "If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you." So the first thing to think about in this matter of how do I go about being kept pure, if I want to obey this three-word admonition in 1 Timothy 5:22, keep thyself pure, how do I go about it? You go about it by exposing every area of your life to the authority of the Word of God. Now, obviously, the Bible doesn't tell you whether to go downtown by using the bus or drive your car. It doesn't tell you whether to buy a gray suit or a blue suit. It doesn't tell you whether to go to the college or some other school. You can't find specifics in the Word of God like that. But in the matter of keeping pure, you'll find that everything you need to keep your heart right, right with God and right with people, everything you need to keep your heart right is found in the blessed Word of God. And so you read it and meditate upon it day by day. God's blessed man, as described in the first psalm, is said to delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. As a result, his life is stable, it is fruitful, it is protected from injury and decay, and it prospers. How's that, all that happen? By being in the Word of God and letting the Word of God be in him. Joshua 1:8 says the same thing, doesn't it? "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." You want to succeed? Get full of the Word of God. It's that simple. You see, because the Word of God will keep you from being a dreamer on one hand and a wild-eyed fanatic on the other. The Word of God is full of good common sense admonitions that will keep you stable, balanced, and going in the right direction. The Word of God motivates you. It's like a two-edged sword cutting right through the motives that would otherwise deceive ourselves. How do I go about this matter of keep thyself pure? I start in the Word of God. Now, how do you read it? Most people haven't the foggiest idea how to read and study the Bible. I've given you this different times through the past many years. I've been on the radio steadily now for about 25 years, haven't I? And during these years, I've every now and then have shared with you the idea that I got from Dr. Stephen Alford back in the 1940s. He said, "Stay with any given passage of Scripture until it says something to you." Now, don't just sermonize if you're a preacher and get an outline. No, no. Let it say something to your own heart. You stay with it. You read it and pray over it and meditate over it until it says something to you. Then write that down. Write it down, because if you can't write it, you haven't got it. Every school teacher knows that. Write it down. Third, pray it back to God until your heart gets warm and tender with the truth. Pray it back to God until your heart gets warm and tender with the truth God has given you. And fourth, share it with somebody else that very day, as soon as you can. This has been of great blessing to me, especially when I've been horribly busy, in times when I've been on the road. I can recall one occasion when, over a period of 2 weeks, I had at the very least 4 or 5 meetings a day, and sometimes 7 or more, giving out all the time. And one has the danger then of becoming very shallow and completely exhausted spiritually. The only thing that helped me was that early morning meeting with the Lord, where I got something fresh from Him, and all day long I would just share that with people. And oh, how they appreciated it. So how do you start getting into the Word? You stay with a passage till it says something to you, and then you write it down, then you pray it back, then you share it with others. And the effect of that is to fasten it in your own heart and memory as well. But how else do you go about this matter of being purified by the Word? Peter said, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth." Ah, there's the rub, huh? What do I have to do? Read it? Yes. Meditate on it? Yes. Pray over it? Yes. Share it? Yes. But what else? Obey it. Never leave a passage of Scripture without asking this question, "Lord, what do you want me to do about this?" I always insist on what I call the so what factor. So what do I do? So what of it? This is all true. So what? What does it mean to me? What do I do about it? Where do I go from here? Make a habit of praying the prayer that Paul the Apostle did before he became Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus there on the road to Damascus when the Lord Jesus Christ intercepted him. He said, "Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hard for you to kick against the ox goad like a dumb ox." Well, he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" The answer came, "I am Jesus whom thou persecuted." Then came Paul's second prayer, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And he got his orders, sent him on into Damascus, and his career as God's specially anointed apostle was begun. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? When you're reading the Bible and meditating on it and praying over it, always ask God, "What do you want me to do about this passage and the truth that you have spoken to my heart?" Purified your souls in obeying the truth. Well, you say, "I'm so weak and I just can't do some of the things I think I need to do." Well, look at the next phrase in 1 Peter 1:22. He said, "In obeying the truth through the Spirit." Through the Spirit. You can trust the Holy Spirit of God to enable you to do anything God wants you to do. Did you know that? When you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your heart. And you can trust that indwelling Holy Spirit to enable you to do anything God wants you to do. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You want to get hold of that truth today? Don't back off and say, "Oh, I'm so weak, I can't do it." Yes, of course you're weak. No, you can't do it by yourself, but God can. God can. He can do it. Now, how does this kind of obedience show up? He said, "You've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit," as he's the one that helps you do it, "unto unfeigned love of the brethren." How does the working of God in your heart through the Word, how does it show up? It shows up in genuinely expressing love to other people who belong to Jesus. It's a strange thing, isn't it? Inevitably, when anybody has a meeting with the Holy Spirit of God, he or she is filled with a spirit of love toward others. This is one of the trademarks of having met the Lord and having been filled with the Spirit. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Now, how does that relate to a pure heart? Well, just this. As long as you refuse to let God work through you in an outpouring of love, just so long will you be conscious of a heart that isn't pure. Huh? He said the Spirit of God issues, and this matter of obeying the truth results in unfeigned love. It doesn't result in so-called good works, first of all. They're a byproduct. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, says Ephesians 2:10. No, this matter says purifying your souls comes through obeying the truth. Obeying the truth is done by means of the Holy Spirit's working in your life. And the result of that obedience and that working of the Holy Spirit is unfeigned love. You don't put it on. You just pour it out. Now, you see, the reason God's Holy Spirit says this to us is that you don't hurt somebody you really love. You don't take advantage of somebody you really love. You don't lie to somebody you really love. You don't cheat on somebody you really love. All of these human derelictions issue out of a heart that isn't pure and out of a heart that doesn't have the outpouring of God's Spirit of love. You follow me? You see, it's so simple, isn't it? So simple we stumble over it. He says, keep thyself pure. How do you do it? Get in the Word. What else? Obey the Word. How do you do it? Yield to the Holy Spirit. What will result? An outpouring of divine Calvary love where you haven't got an angle that you're working. You're just loving people for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? So he says, love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Just pour it out. Oh, the only safe way to express real love is in the Spirit. Any other way, you're headed for trouble. Either misunderstanding or worse. The only safe way to express real love is in the Holy Spirit. Want to remember that? Let the Word of God begin to work in your life. Let the Holy Spirit begin to implement it. And let God's wonderful Calvary love pour out of your life as a result. And I want to guarantee you, beloved, you'll be kept pure. God sees to it. Amen? Praise God. Dear Father, today, keep us pure, keep us filled with your love, and keep us pouring that love out to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Till I meet you once again by way of radio, walk with the King today and be a blessing.